From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, starting from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, we will play Indonesian songs. Well, listener, I will begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. The legislation body of the House said the job creation law is broader than the issue of labor. Minister of Agriculture used superior varieties in the food estate. Now the news in details. The job creation law is a much broader regulation than manpower issues and is believed to have benefits related to various aspects related to the national economy as a whole. This was stated by Deputy Chairman of the Legislation Body of the House, Willy Aditya, in a written statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Saturday. Willy said, "All of these things seem miss the attention of many circles being swallowed up by the issues of labor relation." Willy admits that the job creation law has provided support for ease of doing business and investment, and with the existence of online single submissions or OSS as an effort to simplify and speed up the licensing process, considering that business licensing is always risk-based. He said the job creation law ensures the investment is not only enjoyed by big businesses, but also MSMEs and cooperatives, as well as the convenience of business for the real sector and the popular sector. The Director General of Agricultural Infrastructure and Facilities at the Ministry of Agriculture, Sarwo Edi, stated that the development of the food estate area in Central Kalimantan Province will use new high-yielding potential varieties to increase productivities and crop indexes. He said that his party uses technology components called intensive, super, and actual swarms or RISA, namely by using new superior varieties, land management, micro-water management of soil improvement, balanced fertilization, control of disturbing organism, integrated crops, and agricultural mechanization. Sarwo Edi, in his statement in Jakarta on Saturday, is quoted by Republika, said that food estate is multi-community cultivation, so farmers do not only plant rice. They can also plant other commodities, namely horticulture, food crops, plantation, animal husbandry, and fisheries, such as planting oranges, bananas, which can be planted on the edge of rice fields. The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy supports and collaborates with Virtual to hold a virtual New Normal Travel Fair 2020, which is expected to be able to encourage the revival of Indonesian tourism. Virtual founder Dimi on Saturday explained that the meeting incentive conference and exhibitions sector in Indonesia has been promoting through offline. This virtual event will use 3D technology, which makes product details more clearly seen by the participant. The exhibition will be held from November 7 to 15, 2020, which is the first and largest in Indonesia, as well as on the international scale, which will be attended by several tourism industry players, travel agents, hotels, and SMEs. Until now, the 10 biggest tourism actors in Indonesia have expressed their willingness to participate in the exhibition. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Britain's government on Sunday urged businesses to prepare for the end of the Brexit transition period, saying that they need to take actions whether or not a trade deal with the European Union is clinched. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said Britain won't extend the transition period, which ends on December 31st, and that progress must be made to bridge significant gaps between the two sides in the coming days if a deal is to be struck. The business ministry argues that most of what businesses need to do is the same regardless of the outcome of the negotiation and has planned a series of sector-specific webinars in October. According to the business minister, Alok Sharma, with just 81 days until the end of the transition period, businesses must act now to ensure they are ready for the UK's new start come January. Businesses needed to do things like ensure staff register for residencies rights and prepare for customs procedures when trading with the European Union. US President Donald Trump on Saturday signed a proclamation underscoring his support for revoking an exclusion from tariffs on some imported double-sided solar panels and for raising the planned tariffs rate to 18% for 2021 from 15%. Trump said the domestic U.S. industry was starting to increase productions and market share of certain solar models after he imposed tariffs on imports in January 2018, but further steps were needed. Bifacial panels should not be excluded from the tariffs, Trump said, adding that doing so had limited the overall measures and would likely continue to impair their effectiveness. Mayors in the UK will be given more control over coronavirus test and trace system as the national government attempts to secure their backing for the new lockdown rules that are due on Monday, October 12. The mayors will be able to deploy new local volunteers to knock on doors and ask people to self-isolate. Prime Minister Boris Johnson will make a statement to Parliament on Monday, October 12, about potential new lockdown restrictions after lawmakers were handed more say over COVID-19 rules. Myanmar's health ministry reported 2,158 new cases of coronavirus on Saturday in a record daily rise, along with 32 new deaths. The Southeast Asian nation has locked down its biggest city, Yangon, and air and overland travel in the country has been halted. A total of 26,064 cases and 598 deaths have been reported in Myanmar, the vast majority since the second wave began in mid-August. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Spotlight of the Week, entitling President issues regulation on COVID-19 vaccination. President Joko Widodo issued regulation related to the roadmap for accelerating the procurement of the COVID-19 vaccine and vaccination measures to be implemented for the public. This regulation is contained in a presidential's regulation concerning vaccine procurement and implementation of vaccinations in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic, which was signed by the president on October 5th. In the decree, President Joko Widodo handed over responsibility for vaccination to the Ministry of Health. This includes the determination of vaccine distribution, the appointment of a procurement company, including cooperation with international agencies, and the setting of vaccine prices. The Ministry of Health is also authorized to determine the criteria and priorities for vaccine recipients, receiving areas, schedules, and stages of administration, as well as vaccination service standards. In its implementation, the Minister of Health can collaborate with ministries or agencies, local governments, state, private enterprises, professionals and community organizations and other parties as needed. After vaccination is given, the Ministry of Health and the Food and Drug Administration are tasked with monitoring and overcome events that arise after this activity. Spokesperson for the COVID-19 Task Force, Professor Wiku Adhisasmito, in a press conference on Thursday, stated the reason for the issuance of the presidential's decree. According to Wiku, the procurement of the COVID-19 vaccine and vaccination required extraordinary steps and special arrangement so that the government issues a presidential decree for that. Wiku added, until now, there are numbers of COVID-19 vaccine candidates that will be used in Indonesia. This presidential regulation will become the legal basis for the procurement and vaccination process for COVID-19. The success of these two programs is largely determined by the compliance of the stakeholders in this presidential regulation in carrying out the stipulated provisions. Wiku appealed to the public to be careful during the vaccination process and always filter the information circulating regarding this vaccine. The public must be able to ensure that they receive good and correct information, wisely choose information related to vaccine by ensuring reliable information sources, and cultivate an attitude to reconfirm when they receive new information. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. Let's start with October 11, 1968, when NASA launches Apollo 7, the first human manned space mission. Apollo 7 was the first human manned launch mission in the Apollo program. This mission is an 11-day mission to orbit Earth, as well as the first human manned launch for a Saturn IB rocket launchers and the first three manned space mission from the United States. It was launched from Cape Canaveral on October 11, 1968 and landed again on October 22, 1968. Apollo 7 orbited in space for 10 days and 24 hours, 9 minutes and 3 seconds, with a total orbitary trajectory of 163 times. Let's move on to October 11, 1984, where Aeroflot Flight 3352 crashes. Aeroflot Flight 3352 was a local flight from Krasnodar to Novosibirsk, Russia. While landing at Omsk Airport on Thursday, October 11, 1984, the plane hit a maintenance vehicle on the runway. The accident killed 174 people on board and four airport officials. The main cause of this accident was an air traffic controller sleeping while on duty. Until 2015, this accident was still the deadliest aviation accident on Russian territory. I'll conclude today in history on October 11, 2012, where the first International Day of the Girl Child celebrated. International Day of the Girl Child was declared by the United Nations. October 11, 2012, the commemoration aims to support more opportunities for girls and raise awareness of the gender inequalities faced by women around the world. These disparities include the right to education, access to education, nutrition, legal rights, medical care, and protection from discrimination, violence against women, and child marriage. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kong zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
From Indonesia. listener in the segment Listener's Mailbag. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Jayanta Chakrabarty in India. Hello Mr. Jayanta Chakrabarty, thank you very much for your compliment. I'm really glad because you always keep listening to our broadcast every day. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Listen to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today entitling Ministry of Youth and Sport ready to build anti-doping laboratory in Indonesia. The Indonesian Ministry of Youth and Sport stated its readiness to build an anti-doping laboratory in Indonesia as a form of the government's commitment to anti-doping enforcement. So far, for doping tests, Indonesia has to send samples abroad, and this is expensive. So it affects a small number of doping test samples in Indonesia. Minister of Youth and Sport Zainuddin Amali revealed this after a virtual meeting with President of the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, Witold Panka, who was in Montreal, Canada on Wednesday. In the future, with this laboratory, he hopes that the number of tests can increase significantly. In the virtual meeting, the Minister of Youth and Sport was accompanied by the chair of the Indonesian Anti-Doping Agency, SLADI. The form of the government's commitment to anti-doping agencies is to increase the budget compared to the previous year. The ministry strongly supports the anti-doping program and does not tolerate the slightest doping case in sport. Even an indication is found, though sanction will be imposed on parties involved. He said that the commitment to increase the number of doping tests and the plan to build doping laboratory is a part of Indonesia's seriousness in efforts to take part in the bidding for the 2032 Olympics. Meanwhile, Witold Panka appreciated the holding of the virtual meeting and invited various parties to work together in campaigning for the anti-doping program. Panka said that this discussion was important for WADA. He was also grateful for the cooperation with WADA. One of the key ideas is to encourage more of the public sector to become involved in the anti-doping campaign. Meanwhile, the Indonesian anti-doping agency, LADI, also welcomed the attentions of the Minister of Youth and Sport to build an anti-doping laboratory in the country, especially since the number of anti-doping laboratories is still very limited, especially for the Asian region. Worldwide, there are only about 30 laboratories. In Southeast Asia, only two, namely in Penang, Malaysia, and in Bangkok, Thailand. So Indonesia often has to send samples to India, Qatar, or Bangkok, Thailand. Therefore, LADI welcomes and supports the plan to build an anti-doping laboratory in Indonesia. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, David Foster, in Australia. Hello, Mr. David Foster. How are you today? Thank you for being our regular listener. Your question has been delivered to our technical division, and I'm really sorry for your inconvenience. As information, you can also monitor our broadcast through frequency 3325 kHz. I repeat again, 3325 kHz, which is transmitted from RRI Palangkaraya Central Kalimantan, or our website www.vinews.id. Thank you. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Dari begitu banyak kisah yang bercerita tentang kelembutan, tentang kehangatan, tiada satu pun yang dapat untuk mengisahkan apakah gerangan yang ku rasakan sejak sedari pertama kali kita berjumpa. Bayanganmu selalu mengusik aku, begitu ingin ku bersamamu selalu. Shadow merayu rasa hatiku. Katakanlah, oh katakan, kau sayang padaku. Ku ingin kau pun tahu, aku sayang padamu. Adakah ku jatuh cinta bila bersamamu? hatiku. Sering ku inginkan kau datang di dalam hidupku. Berdua denganmu memadu rindu. Bagai malakala membutuhkan sinar bulan. Bagai daunan membutuhkan hujan. Begitu tangisku bersamamu.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will take you on a culinary tour to Central Java, Yogyakarta special region to taste a traditional snack called cenil or cetil. Cenil is unique. It is light, very simple, but quite popular. So it is easily found in traditional markets, especially in Central Java. Cenil, which is also called cetil, is said to have existed since 2 centuries ago. The snack is made from a mixture of tapioca and water that is boiled over a fire, stirred constantly until it becomes thick and turns into dough. Then it is divided in 2 or 3 parts, mixed with the food coloring and shaped. After that, the dough is cooked again in a boiling water until it rises to the surface. Then remove it and sprinkle with grated coconut that has been steamed with salt and pandan. Cetil or cenil is indeed sticky and difficult to separate. This illustrates the natures of Javanese people who have very close kinship, even though they don't know each other. Cenil or cetil, after being divided, has small round or oval shapes with various colors. Cenil is usually served using banana leaves as a substitute for a plate called pincho. Modern time, cenil still exists, but the presentation is often made as attractive as possible. Even so, the price is still cheap. No wonder cenil or cetil is still popular today, especially among Javanese, whether they lived in the villages or big cities. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Nuku Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Now we will reply an email from another our listener, Masahiro Kobayashi in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in Indonesian program through frequency 3325 kHz on October 8, 2020. Hello, Mr. Masahiro Kobayashi. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. I'm glad that you have received our KSL card. And once again, thank you for your compliment. As appreciation, we'll play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Saatnya untuk memilih pilihan adalah sesuatu yang dilema. Kita selalu mengharapkan sesuatu yang terindah dan terhebat. Itulah manusia, ku yakinkan hatiku ini semestinya. Percayalah pada diriku, izinkan aku menjagamu hingga saat nanti ajak yang memisahkan kita. Hatiku ini ada di tempat semestinya. Percayalah pada diriku, izinkan aku menjagamu hingga saat nanti ajakan memisahkan kita.
Well,
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to Miscellany. This edition is about the natural salt of the Papuan community. Salt is usually made from seawater. However, the Papuan people have natural salt, which raw materials is not from seawater. Some tribes in Papua use salt derived from plants. Chef Charles Toto, or Chef Toto, as quoted by the TikTok.com, explained about the salt used by the Papuan people in their various dishes. Korowai tribal people in South Papua often use salt made from leaves. The salt is used because the Korowai tribes live in swampy areas far from the sea, so it is not easy to take and process seawater into salt. These leaves are known as dan leaves. That is a type of small rattan leaves that can be made into salt. The leaves are collected and tied tightly, lengthwise or woven, and then burned in a hot coals to become charcoal, then wrapped in palm leaves. These leaves are used as salt and cough medicine by the Korowai people. Other types of salt come from palm fronds or palm mangroves. In the local language, it is called bobo plants. The salt from the tree fronds is widely used by the Iwaru tribe in South Sorong. According to Chef Toto, bobo plants grow in brackish water, namely between seawater and river water. This tree is taken from the midrib, or the inside of the tree, for the essence. This part produces a salt taste and is used as a cooking mixture. Chef Toto and his friends from the Jungle Chef community plan to make a patent for this type of salt because many have looked to it as a commercial commodity. In the Balium Valley, a valley in the Jayawijaya Mountain with an altitude of 1,800 to 3,000 meters above sea level, there is a natural salt water source used by people as a spice in cooking. To get the salt, people rely on banana stalks, which are soaked and dried by burning. The process is very long because these banana stalks must be dried to ashes, then wrapped in other banana stalks and smoked for 3 months. Eventually, the salt will become hard like rock and dark black in color. This black salt is used as a spice in cooking. Uniquely, this black salt has been successfully processed into white with the help of the Jakarta-based food artist Anjavara. This natural salt from Papua has been seen by Europeans to be a healthy spice mixture. Listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Thank you very much for listening.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. I keep wanting, can't stop playing.
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener will present you a song by Dis Korea featuring Dian Sastrowardoyo entitled Serenata Jiwalara. This song created by Lale, Ilman, and Nino tells the story of someone who has false hopes. He also felt broken-hearted because he was left alone. However, the song Serenata Jiwalara is not presented with a sad rhythm, but it is still fresh with the nuances of 80s disco. The song Serenata Jiwalara indeed illustrates how we can still find light in the midst of a dim atmosphere. Serenata Jiwalara, released in March 2020. By the middle of June 2020, this song has listened nearly 5 million times on the music streaming service. Well, listener, here is Serenata Jiwalara by Dis Korea featuring Dian Sastrowardoyo.
Serenata Jiwalara
Of Indonesia.
Kau datang dan jantungku berdegup kencang. Kau buatku terbang melayang. Tiada ku sangka getaran ini ada saat jumpa yang pertama. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Be something that I never had. Could it be love? Oh, hey. Oh. Mataku tak dapat terlepas darimu. Perhatikan setiap tingkahmu, Tertawa pada setiap candamu saat jumpa yang pertama. Could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be, could it be, could it be love? Could it be love? Could it be love? Could this be something that love, could it be love?
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions and 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.